2021-36, Windford Preserve, formerly known as Prettyman Road Development LLC.
Mr. Chair, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2021-36 for Windford Preserve, formerly known as Prettyman Road Development LLC, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision on land zoned AR1 located within the low density area of the 2019 comprehensive plan. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 100 lots on 50.50 acres of land, resulting in a gross density that is permitted in the AR1 cluster subdivision. All lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size. Three, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway and entrance requirements. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, approximately 49% of the site will remain as open space. Six, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Seven, the subdivision provides for a total environment and design which are superior to that of a standard subdivision, including a substantial amount of open space and buffers, and it complies with the design requirements and review procedures for an AR1 cluster subdivision. It is evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25 of the zoning code by seeking to identify and preserve environmentally sensitive areas first and locating the roads and lots last. Eight, the subdivision is consistent with the character and trend of the residential development in the area and with the conditions imposed by this preliminary approval. It will not adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties. It is consistent with the adjacent Hawthorne community and will be interconnected with that community. Nine, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 100 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for maintenance of the streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, as shown on the preliminary site plan, approximately 49% of the site shall remain as open space. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. E, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision adjacent to the land of the other ownership, but not along Prettyman Road. This in accordance with section 99-5 of the subdivision ordinance. This buffer shall increase to a width of 40 feet adjacent to properties identified as Sussex County tax map parcel numbers 235, 29.00-23.00, 23.02, 23.03, 24.00, 25.01, 25.03, 25.04, 25.05, 2-35, 30.00-6.00, and 1-35-11.00-68.00. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of that buffer area. In addition, as proffered by the applicant, dirt berms shall be installed within the buffer along the properties identified by tax parcel numbers above. These berms shall be at least 4 feet high in height and planted and maintained using best management practices to maximize survivability of the vegetation. The berm dimensions and plantings shall be shown on the landscape plan included in the final site plan, and they must be installed and planted prior to the issuance of the first residential building permit. In the event that the berm is not possible to do due to any state, agency, county, or conservation district requirements, a public hearing shall be scheduled and notice to address such a change in this condition of approval. F, the development shall comply with DLDOT entrance roadway improvement requirements. G, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Geographical Information Office. I, the subdivision shall be served by central sewer. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets and downward screen street lighting shall be provided. L, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-by-36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. M, the applicant shall coordinate with local school district for a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. And there shall be on-site recreational amenities, including a clubhouse and outdoor pool. The size and dimensions of the clubhouse, pool, and pool deck shall be included on the final site plan. These amenities shall be completed and open to use prior to the issuance of the 60th residential building permit. O, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided, the preservation of all buffer areas and forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for the individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. Q, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. R, no irrigation wells serving individual lots shall be permitted within the subdivision. Wells for a central irrigation system may only be installed and operated as permitted by DENREC. The final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall contain a notice as follows. Trichlorethane, TCE, exists in the ground beneath the property where the subdivision is located. No well of any kind other than irrigation wells installed and operated with approval by the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control shall be permitted. No irrigation wells serving individual lots will be permitted. And S, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-36, Winford Preserve, formerly known as Prettyman Road Development, LLC. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and stipulations in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
And Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
All right, the chair abstains and the motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2337, Community Power Group, LLC.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2337 for Community Power Group, LLC for a solar farm in the AR1 district, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purpose of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar farm will be located on approximately 26 acres of a larger 52.23 acre farm. Three, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. There was testimony that this solar farm will benefit residential business and municipal subscribers with lower power cost. Four, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties, and there is information that a data in record that will and there is information and data in the record that will that the use will not generate any excessive noise or glare. Five, The proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or other repairs of the solar panels. Six, the applicant has included a decommissioning phase in the record for when this solar farm is no longer in use. Seven, there will be a buffer of existing vegetation along the north and a portion of the west sides of the site to screen the view of the solar farm from nearby residential properties while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. In addition, vegetated buffers will be planted along the remainder of the western portion of the solar array and along the southern boundary of it. Eight, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar farm. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall be identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information and instructions in case of emergency. D, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. E, the location of any transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the entire site, including the area outside the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, there shall be a vegetated buffer or of existing vegetation along the north and a portion of the western sides of the solar array. In addition, the vegetated buffers shall be planted along the remainder of the western boundary and the southern boundary of the solar array area. These buffer areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. These buffers shall screen solar arrays while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. I, the final site plan shall identify a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2337, Community Power Group, LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Holly Stevenson.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mayor.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Next item is conditional use number 2375, Shane and Laura Carlick.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2375 for Shane and Laura Carlick for a small marine service business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is for a Mercury marine service business located on the property where the applicants reside. Two, the use will allow the applicants to do repair and maintenance work on marine motors as overflow from off-site work they primarily do as part of this business at marinas, boatyards, boat storage facilities, and other similar locations. Three, the use is small in nature and is very nearly a home occupation, which would be a permitted use on this property. Four, the applicants have stated that there will be very little traffic or interaction with the public except for limited deliveries for repairs. Five, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Six, the use provides a needed service for residents of Sussex County who own or operate boats, and it promotes boating, which is an important part of Sussex County tourism. As a result, the use has a public or not or semi-public character. 7, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. 8, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the repair and maintenance of marine motors. No fiberglass repairs or grinding of materials unrelated to boat motor repairs shall be permitted. B, there shall not be any boat storage on the property, and no more than 5 boats shall be on the property at one time for repairs. No junked or permanently inoperable boats, trailers, or boat motors shall be located on the site. C, all chemicals, oils, or other liquids associated with the use shall be stored and disposed of as required by law. D, one unlighted sign no larger than 4 feet by 4 feet in size shall be permitted. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to the hours between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. daily. And F, the final site plan shall show the areas where repairs and maintenance will occur and where boats and trailers will be located. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval for conditional use number 2375, Shane and Laura Carlick, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevens?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulation stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. The next item is Ordinance 2302. This was an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to parcel 34-5.00153 and film 153.02.
On this one, the more I think about it, the more I think, you know, there are times we have not gotten the comprehensive plan exactly right. We've missed some spots, but I don't think this is one of them.
Okay.
I think that we're getting influx of buildings. I think someone told me that we have 50,000 undeveloped lots in the county already. And we're gonna need services for those people. And if we continue to block off places that should be commercial, I mean, this is the right place for commercial. It's right there next to an arterial road eventually when they make that the bypass.
Just wanted to ask, can we put the plan up? Any chance?
The plan or the map?
The future land use map.
The map, so just something that so we can
see where.
See where we'll, you know, refresh our memories and talk, as we talk about it and see where it is in relation to, you know, the major roads and so on.
So there's Route 1 there. See all that red that's around there? That's all commercial, of course. And that's what.
Where's the map?
You want to highlight that?
Just the subject parcel is.
No, it's on the aerial.
Yeah,
on the back side.
So,
and then if I put the future land use map back on. Okay.
Yeah, that's excellent. That puts it into perspective. Thank you.
Right.
That's good.
So, but those are my thoughts on it, and I would like to hear other people's thoughts on this. If you, I just think that we need to be considering how we're going to keep people in doctors and services and, you know, nursing homes, anything, you know, all things that go into commercial.
I think that's a valid point.
Okay. Any other commissioners want to weigh in?
I think it's a valid point too, but I also think it's surrounded by residential on the other sides, and the comp plan doesn't mandate it to be commercial.
Well, it's what the map of the comprehensive map.
It mandates it to be commercial.
Well, the map has it designated that way. The issue that's in front of us is
was that in fact the appropriate way to have it done, you know? And that's the great difficulty of drawing these lines, is you have to draw a line somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
And I get this because it's kind of surrounded, you know, on, yeah, on two sides by residential applications, and it's not situated directly on the highway. I'm just not sure that it would be that ideal of a commercial site when you look at it by itself. When you look at that whole area, I get it, but that's not how they're platted is the problem.
Well, if you look at the where the road that's coming around there, Janus Road, I mean, that's supposed to be the way that people are going to be getting into Lewis. So once they do the bypass there.
Okay.
I mean, I think like commercials is a, it's an upgrade, I guess, typically most places. It used to be that if you had commercial, then you could put 12 to the acre. Now, you know, certainly.
Now, if they wanted to come in with a mixed use that was commercial with residential on top, that falls under the commercial use, correct? Isn't that under the comprehensive plan? That would fall in there. So we're not.
Well, I think that's one of the things that we need to deal with, is we don't really have a good mixed use. We don't have mixed use in the way that we would like to have this point, you know? I agree with that.
Yeah, I think that would be a perfect application for retail or business offices underneath.
I would say this particular site, it doesn't bother me that much. I can see it working either way, and if there's someone that wants to do something with it, I'm not particularly opposed to it, but it's not it's again, this is something we have to be careful about doing. So doesn't sound like there's unanimity at this point, that's for sure. Well, I don't think anyone's prepared to make a motion today.
I'm not ready to make a motion. I really wanted to discuss it more, because the more I thought about it, the more I thought we need to stop thinking, let's just get everybody in as fast as we can, right? They have nowhere to go.
But
If it assists, Mr. Chairman, I put table 4.5-2 on the screen with the commercial area, the applicable zoning district, so if that helps.
It would help if I can read it.
So I just looked this way, see if it was any better.
Oh, well, it's better over here.
Okay.
I can make it. I got you now. Okay, good. Thanks.
Okay. So it doesn't, beside the base zoning of AR1, it doesn't really permit straight residential. You can do mixed in C4.
Yeah. Right.
So, which is one of the potential.
And we did all this for a reason, because all of our C1 land was being gobbled up by residential uses. So I mean the classifications were all, they have a basis in experience. The real question is about this particular piece of ground.
I mean, I don't have a problem with. I don't have a problem with the project.
Okay.
I think we have a major problem with planning, but that's all. We need that area on North. You know, really, we need to be using as prudent plan. You know. Need to take care of what we have, because we got to get the sprawl out from these country roads
Well, it's going to empty out onto a country road that goes nowhere.
Other than to Janus
Road, right now is, you know, as big as this table.
Doesn't this go right out past the fire hall? It goes right.
Right.
Out
so the area in front of the fire hall is going to be developed. The area that goes back to Whispering Pines there is a tiny little road.
But won't this dump right out on Route 1 in front of the Catholic Church? Isn't that where it comes out?
Yeah.
Yes. Right now, that's where it comes out.
Is there plans for a light there?
No, there's no plans for a light. There are plans to eventually do a reworking of the road so that it comes around and goes underneath and goes to New Road?
So that these folks will be able to go up like to the fire hall, make a left-hand turn and get out that way, is that what you're saying?
They won't be crossing route, if they wanted to go into Lewis, they wouldn't have to cross Route 1. They could go, I think it's supposed to either go under or over Route 1. And they're trying to make a service route, you know, kind of things that we should have think about 30 years ago. Which again, yes, I can see your point, but my point stays pretty firm on this one that I think.
I'm just trying to see what the access to the Vineyards retail development, then where the Redner's is and all that, what the access from this.
It is, it's right now, it's off of Janus Road, on the one end, on Route 9, on the other.
Yeah. So there's access to that area without having to go out and around, yeah. Okay.
I agree that the mixed commercial on the bottom with residential on top would probably serve that area better.
I can go for that too.
Well. First of all, it's not what's in front of us. And second of all, we don't really have a means to do that yet, but it is something that's on the list. We do need to do that.
No, we do with the C4. We have.
I guess we do with C4. Yeah, okay, you can do it in C4. That's right.
So he could ask, they could come back for a zoning of C4 in this, and it's under the comprehensive plan, that's what would be the.
It's commercial now, so they could, theoretically, yes.
Well, either way, I mean, I'm not ready to make a motion. I don't think anybody's ready to make a motion.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
I think maybe take another couple weeks to think about it, bring it back next time.
And it's my recollection, too, and I'll confer with Mr. Whitehouse, I think we saw information about the redesigned Route 1 in that area that's part of the record, and if it is, we'll recirculate that so you can see what that looks like.
Okay. It's commercial in front of it. And it's firehouse there. Just because the firehouse is there doesn't mean it's good for fire, whether they can get in or not. But anyway.
Well, they just run a hose out the door.
There's that, yeah. All right, thank you very much. I say we defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, move and second to defer action on ordinance 2302. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, change of zone. 1995 Janus CRP3 LLC, kind of part and parcel of the same discussion.
Again, defer. Does anybody, well, do you want to discuss this particular design, anybody, anymore? I've already stated my piece on it, so. Okay.
I think we know.
Yeah, well, I make a motion to defer on this one as well.
Second.
Okay, moving second to defer action on conditional or change of zone number 1995 Janus CRP3 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to take a 5-minute recess. We'll be back.